Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees.
MVKPP mobile. KS8BXS. KS8BXS from W8FU.
Is that the Don call?
KS8BXS from W8FU.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees.
NAKPP mobile. KPP. This is KZ8Z.
Was that you I heard, Wally?
Hey, good morning, Dave. It was. I'm heading towards the Little Breakfast Club, so. I heard Sean there a little bit, curious, sent it out a call I didn't hear of. I just was wondering if that was the Don call. What are you up to, buddy?
Greg and I are going to sneak over and see what's new at the GM swap this morning over at the Packers plant on Van Dyke, and I don't know, 22 mile maybe? Haven't been there in a long time, so we're going to see what's going on there, and then maybe
every other word, so you must have been in handy talkie of some sort. Packers plant. You say, is that a strictly a ham-only type thing, or is that a general public thing?
Yeah, I could start to get better as I crest this little hill I'm going over. Right near my house, I'm kind of in a bowl like the Rochester Hills. I'm on a 25-mile road and just east of the Quinder now, and I'm on the Warren Repeater is the best one for me out here. But the Packers
plan is the GM trunk swap. So that's obviously ham related, but then there's a farmer's market that's at the same place. That's every Saturday, and that's just, you know, normal farmer's market, but it's pretty good.
Oh, very good. Yeah, after breakfast, I got to run up to 25 Hayes and go pick up Marion, and we got to go range shopping. So that's my day. So I told her I would be there. So about 10:30. So I think I should be able to pull that off. A little ahead of schedule today. I'm 12 mile and 94, so it's working out pretty good. So I take it you're on a handy talkie or you're on a real radio?
I'm on my mobile radio, which is the, what is it? It's a Radiodity DB20, I think. I forget the model. But it's that really teeny one that's, GMRS, but it's wide open as long as you hit the certain buttons. So that's what I'm using.
Oh, very good. That should have been a better signal than that, I would think, you know, especially with an antenna. I knew New Baltimore was in a bubble, and it helped a lot when Sean put that repeater up there in Richmond, but it's not handy talking material, that's for sure. So, but it did help a lot. So hopefully we'll get something down a little bit, or maybe a mini repeater, maybe something I could do, who knows, you know, just something to cover it locally or even a hot spot on my outside antenna. I'll figure out something, you know, maybe cover a little bit better for my little town, in the same sense I'm probably the only ham in town, but I think there's more, but I don't know. So, so what club is the Packer one? That's that Utica, right? That one?
The trunk swap is the GM club, General Motors club. I don't know if Utica does any swaps anymore. I know a year or two ago they had one, then canceled it, and they kind of go back and forth. They might have one scheduled this year. I don't know. But the GM guys do this every, I think it's every month, like the third Saturday of the month or something. They used to meet at the Packers Plant, too, at the club, which was really cool. Then they stopped that a few months ago, and I think they meet, not sure. I believe they're in a church now. They're going to church. Packers Plant was really cool, but it was a little chilly in the winter, so they decided not to go that route. I think it's unfortunate because that was a great place to meet. A lot of history there, obviously.
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah, I kind of extrapolated what you said, and I kind of misread it. Now I got it. Trunk swap with the Detroit club. Okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm going to have to put that on my bucket list of things to do. So I don't think I'll be able to do next month, but I will be able to do October, so look forward to it.
Well, and wouldn't it figure, I think they only go through September, because once it cools down, they don't do it anymore, so it's just in the summer months. But, you know, you can always cancel your ring shopping and stop over there this morning. Ooh, that wouldn't go well at all.
Yeah, good thing I'm alone and she doesn't like to hear all this stuff. Yeah, that wouldn't go very good at all, so. Yeah, that's where we're going. I'm getting hitched next month, so got time as of a premium this last month or two, so I haven't had much time to do anything. But last night she had some stuff to get ready to move and things of that nature, so I just stayed home, took care of the yard work at my house, and what else did I do? Fixed one of my toys, played radio for a little bit, talked to the grandkids, coached my son on how to fix his motor on his boat. Totally blew it. I don't know if you know anything about motors, but he totally blew his motor. I've never seen a motor take out every freaking main bearing. Usually when I was younger, I used to work on motors a lot. I was like a motor head. And usually, you know, you only took out one main bearing. This thing spun every main bearing. I was shocked. You know, it's like he ran it out of oil. And I know he didn't, but it was like unbelievable. Big old 454. And a block alone is like $5,000, an engine block. So he's got a big expense coming up to get his boat floating again. So I did a lot of helping him last night, too.
Geez. Well, that's a classic boat story. Boats and pools. You always want to have a friend that has a boat and a friend that has a pool rather than yourself. Bring the beers, and they can take care of all the rest. Yeah, my dad was a big boater for many years, ended up with the last one he had was a 39-foot Marinette, which are aluminum boats. Really sweet boat. So that's where I got my boating fix, kind of from high school on. But he sold that a number of years ago. That was their kind of, instead of having a cottage up north, they had a boat. It was cool. They kept it on the Detroit River over on the Canadian side because they were from Canada anyway. And, boats. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, this is stupid money, too. And the other bad thing about this boat, it's got a 454, and as you and I both know from that that generation, for a car motor, that even wasn't that popular of a motor. Like the 350s are all over the place. You can get those relatively cheap. You can get those relatively used, in just about every boat that, if the hull isn't any good and it's got a 350 motor in it. But this one, 454, I said to him, I said, why can't we just convert this thing to a 350 and call it a day and then sell it? Nobody will know what was in it originally, and just off it. So we're going to be looking around. We'll put something in it, but it's only 26 foot. It really doesn't need a power plant that big. Plus, the 454s were not known for fuel economy. They were terrible with fuel. But I will say one thing, when you wanted to go in a hurry, this boat would scoot.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, actually, to put a 350 in there. I think my dad's had twin 350s in it, but I could be wrong. They may have been bigger, but I don't think so. I think there were two 350s. But that was one step, open up that engine compartment, or as you say, the power plant, and look down at these two engines down in there. I was like, man, that's a lot of engine power going in. But I guess you need that, with the friction to get it going. Once they're moving, as you know, they scoot, like you said, but get them going. Yeah, I could see that 454 would really be helpful, and just watch the gas meter spin down.
Yeah, this boat isn't that big. It's only a 26 footer, but it's got a 100-gallon tank in it, and marine gas is like stupid cents because there's no road checks on it, but they still charge you road checks if somebody decides to put marine gas in their car. So, but that's just our little politics for today. So, but yeah, that thing just, it just sucks and sucks the gas. And I told him, I said, just prop it down. That's easy to do. We'll see if we can't find a 350, and I'm sure it's the motor mounts and everything are the same. The bell housing's the same. Everything's going to be the same, and, we'll just drop that in there and finish out the year with it and then off it. But we did find a motor rebuilder in Madison Heights, Motor Works. We're going to go next week. I'm going to go with them. We're going to talk to those guys and see what they got. So they believe it or not, they specialize in marine motors. So... And it's quite a website, and I Googled it under their regular, just type stuff, and it's supposed to be quite a big company, and it's around here, so I'm going to have to find these.
Yeah, that sounds cool, Wally. Okay, well, I'm pulling in here, so I'm going to wish you well. Have a great day. Looks like it's just fantastic out. So have a great breakfast. We'll talk soon. Okay, see you, Wally. Easy, easy. Clear.
Take care. Tell Greg I said hi. You guys have a good day. NAKBB.
KEA3SI. Good morning.
Don't spend too much money, Greg.
Yeah, I don't plan on spending any, but, you never know what kind of fines there might be.
Very good. Yeah. I'll make it there next year. It sounds like fun. Plus, I got a boatload of Chinese radios I need to get rid of. Of course, they probably won't go there, but, they're probably not even worth putting in the car, $25, $30 radios.
Yeah, after almost 2 years, I've got a small collection of things that I don't really use, but I don't know that there's a lot of value. So, yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Well, you have a good day. I'm cruising down the Glendur, and I got to find a new place. I guess the old place had some sort of electrical problems, so they have moved. So I'll chat with you later, Greg. You be good. VFI, I believe, from NAKPP.
All right. Have yourself a good day, KEAVFI. Dave, you still here?
I'm still here. Just sitting in my car. I heard you chime in, so I stayed put. Just pulled in. They look like they got a bunch of the where they used to park cars is now blocked off. So when you come in, you're going to go down the main entrance, turn around. You'll see me. I'm parked right by the driveway.
All right. I am westbound 24 mile, about a quarter mile from Van Dyke. We'll probably 4 minutes.
WBAE monitoring.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
NAKPP mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees.
KE8VFI mobile.
AB8TR, W8FU.
W8FU. I scored a tuner today. Greg and I went to the GM trunk swap, and I got the LDG600 AT or AT600 Pro 2 for $100. Couldn't pass that up.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a smoking hot deal on a very good tuner.
Yeah, so I just didn't have a cable, so I just ordered a cable for an extra, I don't know, $10 or so. So as soon as that comes in the next few days, I'll be trying that out. So I just wanted to thank you for keeping an eye out, and we can close this case down. Thanks, Sean. KZ8Z.
All right, very cool. I'll look forward to hearing your review of it. Catch you later, W8FU.
W8FU, KE8VSI.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.
QST from WBAD. If you're going to the Larkin Park, it is not at Winter Cove at Stony Creek. It's at West Branch. Instead of making a right, you make a left. QST from WBAD. QST from WBAD. If you're going to the Larkin Park, it's still at Stony Creek, but not at Winter Cove. It's at West Branch. Instead of making a right, you make a left. WBAD with the QST.
ACACT testing.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
W what mobile? W8FU. What's up, A.A. Ron? Where you at?
Oh, man, I don't even know what I'm on. Keewatin, I'm on Keewatin Road.
All right, well, it's kind of rough. You're on, I heard you're up there in Fort Gratiot. I caught that, but it's rough. So, you are kind of end of rope. Yep, just a little rough, not making it. No, a lot rough, actually, but not quite making it.
Coming in a little bit better towards the end here, so maybe I'll be better now, maybe not.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. So, but you know how it goes. Next transmission will be terrible.
Yeah, but since I was out this way, I wanted to test it to see, see how far I can get. And I'm impressed. I can get pretty far with it. So I think it's pretty good out this way.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like, you know, you got to pick your spot, but it sounds like it's working. I'm looking forward to getting that antenna changes out there. How are you hearing it? How's your copy?
So, for the most part, I'm getting a little bit of picket fencing because, you know, I'm in the car, so I'm driving. But there's times when it comes in full quieting while I'm out here, which is really good. So, it was, you know, when you said I was rough, it was definitely rough coming in. But now that I'm coming in, when I'm coming in better, I'm hearing it.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's we're gonna be significantly improving the receive antenna and improving the transmit antenna. So the transmit will be better by about 6 dB, and the receive's gonna be better by 6 dB and a whole lot of height, you know, a whole lot of footage. So it should work out real nice. Looking forward to it. So, yeah, not bad. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yep, I'm going probably going to lose it.
Yeah, you called it. You called it. It dropped. Lost you. So, and I got to pay attention here. I'm at the, I'm on the service drive right here at 696 and 75, and I got to figure out how to get through this quagmire. I've not been through here since they rebuilt it. If you've heard me, I'll be back in a minute.
Node 5834 10 connection failed. Node 5834 10 connected to Flynn 600. UHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
Stand by. Hey, WFSM on analog 12345.
KE8HEV monitoring.
KASPW.
Hey there, old man. You get home already? I'm in front of the hospital.
Well, I'm in Fenton, so I'm home. Or Grand Blanc, sorry. I'm in Grand Blanc, so I'm home.
At the hospital up there.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees.
This is WRRM. Anybody on?
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
Give me a